This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago is hosting a Women's March this Saturday, and this is for the fourth time. The group's first gathering was back in January of 2017, and this became one of the largest women's marches in the country, drawing an estimated 250,000 people. Now, this year's event is going to include a march, as planned, but organizers also are doing some things a little bit differently. Graciela Guzman is a board member for the Women's March Chicago, and she helped to put this year's event together, and she joins me now. Good morning, Graciela.
Hi, good morning. Buenos dias.
It's an election year, so how has this played into planning for this weekend's march?
So we've been really steadily building in coalition with other folks, and we've been able to make that linkage between our march to the polls and previous years. And if you look at like just what happened in Chicago and in our state, seeing this massive number of women that ran on the ballot across city, local, congressional races, right, and seeing just this influx of women that got elected, and in particular women of color, we know that there's this strong need for strong civic engagement and community. So we're really excited for the Women's March.
What will people see that might be different from past events?
Sure. So something we're very excited about is our Wayfinder program. Normally, we would have had a very set program that would have involved us being stationary, but we've decided to try a format that'll kind of have folks moving through five issue areas. So that really meant that we had to think about how do we integrate the disability community so that they feel a part of this march. So we are partnering with volunteers that will act as Wayfinders. That will walk and guide and read signs and push wheelchairs, do whatever it takes to make sure that our brothers and sisters with disabilities are able to experience that march successfully.
Okay, you mentioned five topics this year that you're focused on. I know the 2020 census is one, and preventing gun violence. You've also got climate change. How did you come upon choosing these topics?
So when we really took at the gallery of issues that our partners were raising as things that were really important to them, not just as progressive values, but as things that they really felt could make the difference in how folks will vote in 2020, we lifted up five issue areas that our partners were really rallying around all across the city. So you've mentioned the role of the census, right? So many of our communities have been disproportionately not counted, so really making sure we gave visibility to that issue.
Which
was
communities
key to us.
Are you talking
specifically
about?
Black and brown communities across the state and across the city. And we know that for them, this is not just an issue of like, am I being seen in my city, but do I have the resources that I need? And when it comes to the ballot, will there be enough of us that are counted to be able to justify congressional seats that represent us? That's one of the issues, right? Mm-hmm. Gun violence prevention, as you mentioned, will be key in this march. Healthcare, climate justice is huge. And I think it's exciting to see the diversity of ages, the Sunrise Movement, the Sierra Club, just longstanding and new folks that are doing this work. And lastly, kicking things off with voter engagement and voter mobilization.
Well, speaking about voting, an election was actually the impetus for creating these events in the first place, you know, several years ago. And marches launched all across the country after the results of the 2016 election put President Trump into office. So I'm wondering how your mission has evolved over time.
I think first and foremost for us, our mission is empowering women and lifting up the causes that women across the city and across the state and this country care about. And I think we're experimenting a little bit to now figure out how do we get to the core of what women across the state and the city care about? How do we inform and build community around those issues so that we can really be successful in changing hearts and minds?
Graciela Guzman is a board member for Women's March Chicago, and the group is putting on the fourth Women's March in Chicago, and that's going to be this Saturday. Where does it start?
Sure. So Saturday, the 18th, it begins at 11, and the park will open at 9 a.m., and the general march entrance will be at Columbus Drive and Wells Drive. And for folks with disabilities, the entrance is at Monroe and Columbus, where we'll direct folks to an accessible gathering area.
Thanks, Graciela.
Thank you so much for having me.